Hey there, lovebirds. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of inspiration for building a happier, healthier partnership. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to spill the tea on all things love, the good, the bad, and the downright hilarious. And today, we're diving into something super important: practicing self-compassion and self-forgiveness in relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up for every little misstep? You know that feeling when your mind becomes a relentless critic, replaying past blunders on repeat? Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, holding on to those negative thoughts only hurts us and our relationships in the long run. So, how do we break free from this cycle of self-criticism? Let's unpack 5 powerful strategies to cultivate more self-compassion and forgiveness. First things first, treat yourself like you would treat your best friend. Would you berate your bestie for making a mistake? Nope. You'd offer a listening ear, words of encouragement, and maybe even a good old laugh. Extend that same kindness and understanding to yourself. Remember, we're all human and we all make mistakes. It's part of the learning process. Next up, practice active self-talk. Pay attention to those inner voices. Are they kind or critical? When you catch yourself slipping into negative self-talk, gently challenge those thoughts. Replace "I messed up" with "I learned something valuable." Swap "I'm not good enough" for "I'm doing my best." Remember, words have power, so choose them wisely. Thirdly, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need a little support sometimes. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and offer fresh perspectives. Plus, knowing you're not alone in this journey can be incredibly comforting. Now, let's talk about forgiveness both for ourselves and others. Holding onto grudges only poisons our hearts and minds. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about releasing the anger and resentment that weighs us down. It takes courage, but trust me, it's worth it. Finally, remember to celebrate your wins, big and small. Every step you take towards self-compassion and forgiveness is a victory worth acknowledging. Be proud of yourself for showing up, learning, and growing. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells in your relationship because you're afraid of saying or doing the wrong thing? It can feel exhausting, right? You're constantly second-guessing yourself, worrying about upsetting your partner, and avoiding conflict at all costs. But here's the truth. True intimacy flourishes when we can be authentically ourselves, even with our flaws and imperfections. Imagine this scenario. You and your significant other are planning a trip together. You've been envisioning a relaxing beach vacation for months, but your partner suggests something more adventurous, hiking in the mountains. Instead of expressing your true feelings, which might include some disappointment, you nod along, agreeing to go with their idea because you don't want to start an argument. But deep down, you feel a pang of resentment and frustration. This avoidance tactic might seem like a way to maintain peace, but it ultimately breeds distance and unspoken tension in your relationship. The key here is open and honest communication. It's okay to express your feelings, even the negative ones, in a respectful and constructive manner. You say statements to communicate your perspective without blaming or attacking your partner. For example, instead of saying you always want to do things that are so strenuous, you could try, "Honey, I love spending time with you, but I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed by the idea of such an intense hiking trip. Could we maybe compromise and find something that combines both relaxation and adventure?" So remember these powerful takeaways. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Challenge negative self-talk. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Practice forgiveness and celebrate your wins. Remember, building a loving and fulfilling relationship starts with cultivating self-compassion and forgiveness. It's an ongoing journey, but every step you take in that direction is worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on self-compassion and forgiveness in the comments below. What are some strategies that have worked for you? Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe to Relationship Goals so you don't miss an episode packed with love, laughter, and all things relationship. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.